Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. My guest is dear friend Fringe. Fringe has been on our show before. Doesn't really need much introduction. She's got a lot of information to share, and I'm really looking forward to this discussion with her. So, without any further ado, Fringe, welcome back to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Thank you, James. I'm happy to be here. It's great to see you again. It's been a minute since we've spoken in person, so to speak, video to video.
Yeah, that's true. Well, tell us what's been on your mind lately. What have your observations been in the recent past, and how perhaps does the outside world, what does it have any kind of connection to what's been going on with you personally in the realm of phenomena and that kind of thing? So the floor is yours, Fringe.
Oh, then my very favorite place to be, James, is when the floor is mine. It's actually one of my least favorite places to be, but I'm still happy to be here with you. Let's see, how is the outside world affecting me? I think what's happening, and this is going to be off topic to compared to what we spoke about just before we started recording, but I think what's happening to with me right now on the outside and how it's affecting ufology and UFO Twitter and abductees is I think a lot of people are starting to become very curious about these dates that are getting floated around, your 2026, your 2027. I think people, especially abductees and experiencers, were starting to realize that some of these events seem to be coming at us. If you look at David Jacobs' work, he is expecting pretty much a hybrid takeover of the planet. And it seems to be like these aliens, so-called aliens, are going to be waiting for some type of catalyst that they can come in and take advantage of. And I think a lot of people are looking around the world today. We're on the brink of World War III. It seems like we're going to push for that no matter what. It seems like we will not take no for an answer, right? We're pushing for World War III. And it just seems like things are very chaotic, and I think people are becoming concerned that dates have been floated around for decades, if not centuries, but it seems like these events actually might all be converging and coming together, and people are starting to become concerned that all of these visions and the messages being received by abductees might actually end up happening. We have these dates of 2026, 2027 being floated out there. You've got Chris Bledsoe, who believes that the so-called aliens are going to come intervene if, there's an exchange of nuclear weapons around this time. You've got, potential of another pandemic on the horizon, cataclysmic earth changes, kind of floating around out there. I think people are just feeling a heaviness and becoming concerned that these things, that have always been on the periphery, these messages that abductees get, might actually be happening and might actually be happening right now. I think people are becoming concerned about it. What are your thoughts on that?
There's a number of threads that tie together. I'm reminded of Graham Hancock's work and others like him who spoke of a bygone golden era, if you will, advanced civilization, advanced in science and mysticism, two sides of the same coin in the old days. And the heights of technological greatness that these very ancient civilizations had achieved, and then it was all swept under through a series of celestially driven cataclysms. And I think that we're on the cusp of those again. And this explains, in part, large part, the increased seismic activity around the world, so many volcanoes going off, seismic activity throughout the Pacific. Places that don't normally have seismic or volcanic activity are acting up. And I really do believe this is just me. It has something to do with these celestially driven cataclysms. And we do have, in my considered opinion, an extra astronomical body and its own, what amounts to its own solar system within our own solar system. And it's having an effect on the sun and it's having an effect on the whole solar system. So what we're seeing also, the way I perceive it, is there's so much unrest. We look at the old Elizabethan, worldview of the unrest in the heavens. signifying unrest on the ground, or soon to be, if that's proper English, unrest on the ground. And we're seeing this with all these signs and wonders in the sky, if you look at it from like a biblical perspective. So all these things are kind of merging together. And you talk about the alien takeover and the hybrid takeover. The more we look at society now and see how irrational, unstable, volatile it is, and you look at how in the past what would have been written off as extreme narcissism, psychopathy, sociopathy, are now being pushed not only as norms, but behaviors to be emulated. And I do believe there's something to the notion that these nether dimensions, where all these extremely negative, demonic, if you will, entities reside, they're bursting at the seams. I don't know if they have a overcrowding situation or not in these realms, but for whatever reason, it seems like they want to make inroads into our reality. And there are so many people ripe for the plucking because of all the societal indoctrination, programming, cultural Marxism, etc. More and more people are being taken up as hosts. More and more people are having attached entities. So when we're talking about the hybridization takeover, it's not just that they've been genetically enhanced and then through manipulation of certain soul cultures and societies, this genetic hybridization is exacerbated, if you will, through consanguinity, through incest, through interbreeding excessively with some cultures and some peoples around the world. And then you see the baneful results in their behaviors, right? So point being is that we're seeing more and more of this psychopathy all across the board. I'm starting to call it a sadistic clown show. And that in itself tells me that there is a non-human element behind all this because the societal norms have been hijacked. Clearly, these predatory instincts of this predatory elite class are out in the open now with their legislation and everything else they're doing to target, especially the young, to indoctrinate them, manipulate them, mutate them, essentially, in so many ways. So I know that's a mouthful, but what are your thoughts on that or anything else?
Yeah, lots of thoughts there. So I agree. It seems like, we've maybe have been reset in the past. So these cataclysms, it seems like. So since I was about 15 years old, I've been waiting for the pole shift. And this is because I had a dream about it. And, I get these same cataclysmic visions that a lot of experiencers get. That mile high tidal wave coming for the East Coast, the massive earthquakes, tornadoes, bridges collapsing, planes falling out of the sky. I've had all that for essentially my entire life. And I've been waiting for the pole shift for a long time. It's almost been like a monkey on my back for my entire existence. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago I realized that the so-called science is now coming around to recognizing that we do seem to have these cataclysmic earth changes that can set our society or our civilization back to the Stone Age, essentially. And that there's a decent chance we've been here before and we've achieved this level of technology, if not higher. And these cataclysmic earth changes come along and what seem to wipe us out. It's interesting that you believe it. What are you calling it? Planet X, Nibiru? What are you thinking on that?
I do believe there is within our solar system now, it's been described as a brown dwarf. And, I'll call it that, although when I saw it, it was more red. But at any rate, it seems to have its own, what some would call a mini solar system, but some of these moons and planets that are around it are quite large. And it's possible that one or more of these planets around this brown dwarf is inhabited. This could very well be the system, the planet of the crossing that Sitchin and others have talked about. It's been described before as coming back. It's been given different names over time, and from different cultures, they've referred to it by different names. But it seems to be back again. The evidence that I've seen, and I've also seen it with my own eyes, tells me that it's actually there, and there have been strenuous efforts using chem spraying and what have you to conceal this fact. I'm satisfied if we didn't have a perma chemtrail haze above us, every person on the planet would have seen it by now. That doesn't mean they would have recognized it for what it is. So many of them are too busy looking at that black scrying device in front of them. They don't even know when a chem pl plane is directly above them, laying a chem plume, let alone a second sun. So, but point being is, more observant people would have noticed it by now if there had not been this perma-chemtrail haze. So, the way I see it is, the powers that be, the non-human factor controlling a lot of these events, and certainly the adept elite fraternal orders, brotherhoods, and arcane orders, what have you, and elements of the deep black science community, they know that that extra solar system is there, and they probably have a lot more information about it than we do. And so a lot of my dreams consisted of, in the old days, we were talking about dreams, you were a moment ago, I've had dreams of full-on alien invasion attacks, of gigantic globe-shaped ships hanging low in the atmosphere, a very large rectangular craft coming down from the perma-chemtrail haze straight down towards the surface, creating panic and, mayhem down here. And I had these dreams going back decades now. So was that our oversoul kind of warning us, giving us a sneak preview of what may happen, right? As far as I'm concerned, the alien takeover, we're in the midst of it now. We're in the process of an overt alien takeover. And all this terraforming that we're seeing, the global dimming, et cetera, this may be terraforming the whole planet for an eventual takeover by beings that don't like a lot of sunlight, that may come from these subterranean realms on this planet and other planets. They may come from worlds in our plane of existence or in other realities that are dim and, in a twilight kind of atmosphere from our perspective. They may not like it very bright here. So they may be dimming this place to make it more habitable and more convenient for them. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then to get back to something you said earlier, it does seem like we're perhaps in the middle of an electromagnetic excursion. Is this so-called lowering the veil? Is this permitting them to come through more so? So these hyperdimensional entities, we've got entities living underground in our oceans. Is it allowing them to come through more, this electromagnetic field? It's interesting, and I find it all very interesting. I too have had these visions. I've even had audible messages. And the reason I wanted to hear about what your thoughts are on this possible second solar system or second planet is because I've gotten just messages. There are two. It's coming. Be ready. I have seen a giant, either a solar flare or a second sun, appearing just underneath our sun, but giant size because it's come closer. And this flare or second sun has come closer and closer to the Earth, and it actually turns the entire Earth into glass. So I've gotten these messages as well. So have a lot of other experiencers are getting these very same messages. I look, is it propaganda? Is it, like you said, our oversoul, preparing us possibly for a future? I don't know. I've also seen this giant comet looking planet on fire, just coming straight to the Earth. So it's all very interesting. I think it all, comes together. Is this a future, a potential future we're looking at? Is it just propaganda? Is it just fear porn? Sometimes I don't know. So I'm very interested in what you're saying about it. So thank you for that.
Well, we've also seen an upsurge in what I consider to be legitimate alien activity, UFO activity. I know in the past that prior to the onset and once it all got underway, whenever there's been major catastrophic events, which led to a catastrophic loss of life, bloodshed, etc., whether it was a plague, some kind of natural catastrophe, major wars, there's always been an upsurge of alien activity. We saw this prior to and during World War II. The skies were filled with UFOs that pilots in all air forces all around the world were reporting. We saw this at the onset of the first Gulf War, the first annihilation of Iraq. There were all these UFOs flying high above the battlefield over the contested airspace over Iraq. The pilots were briefed about them. You will see them. Don't report them. We know they're there. Just carry on with your missions, right? And some of these ETs maybe of the soul harvesting variety, that they are just hanging around certain places. Some of their craft, especially their globe-shaped craft, have this capability of sucking up the souls of the recently deceased. In some of my dreams, I've seen this, and other people have described where craft, or what's been described as like a tornado type of whirlwind appearing phenomena, just comes and sucks up all these people and sucks up all these souls. So that the potential for that exists. And also I'm reminded of Barbara Bartholik's research and what she told me as related to her from a number of people she'd worked with, that they'd either had dreams or were shown by aliens themselves and reptilians in particular, this is what's going to happen in the future. We're going to have these large ships, which Barbie called cattle cars, land. All these zombied out people will be loaded on board these ships, herded on board by reptilian soldiers, and they'll be taken away for consumption purposes. So that also kind of ties in with the whole Scofield Bible rapture concept. And also interesting how it ties in its own way, has some kind of relevance to the whole ascension thing that we keep hearing about, that we're going to ascend to this higher level. Well, we're going to have a difficult time doing that if we don't get rid of the controlling factor first, right? Let's get our priorities in order. You know what I mean? So anyway, just thinking out loud. I love having these conversations with you, French, because real quick point. One of the surest ways to destroy society is to elevate, from a useful idiot perspective, all these highly irrational, unstable, emotionally overwrought, entity-infested women in positions of power and influence, whether it's on television, social media, influencers, AOC, all these whacked-out whack jobs. So we just get nothing but this mega dose, even if you try to avoid it, of irrationality, instability, et cetera, et cetera. So talking to you, Fringe, is a breath of fresh air, but please continue.
I appreciate that. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, right? So, first of all, to get back to this whole soul harvesting thing, we have, I don't think there's any getting away from these entities having at least some control of the afterlife. I don't think they have ultimate control. I don't think that we should get blackpilled and to think there's no way out. We can't escape this. All we are is living in an ant farm, and they have ultimate control over us. You know, they created us. This is what they want us to think. They created us. They created all of our religions, and we're just in an ant farm at their disposal and at their mercy. I try to stay away from that kind of black-pilled mentality. Number one, I don't believe it. Number two, I think that's what they want us to believe. They want us to believe they are all powerful and ultimately in control of us. Unfortunately, I have, even for myself, seen some type of a soul harvesting. At least that's what I believe it was, some type of recycling for myself. I've also gotten an interesting download about the aliens sucking up souls and recycling human souls. And you know, you can't get away from Barbie's work and people who have seen these ships above hospitals sucking up souls. So while that's all there, I do find it interesting that we now have exactly what you're talking about. We have the New Agers telling us that there's going to be some type of a flash, that we're all going to be upgraded to 5D, and we're all going to ascend to the new earth. And so I find it very interesting that we have a lot of New Age propaganda, in my personal opinion, out there saying we need to embrace whatever this possible micronova is, a possible solar flash, whatever energy that might be coming from the sun. We need to stand outside, basically. I made that up myself, but we need to stand outside and just embrace it because it's going to ascend us to 5D. It's going to switch our DNA in an instant, and we're all going to be ascended. Well, only if you've raised your vibration adequately will you be ascended. And it sounds to me like a giant soul harvest. You know, don't worry, do nothing, and just embrace whatever is coming, because the aliens are going to essentially have a soul harvest, in my personal opinion. To get back to what you said about this toxic femininity that seems to be going around, I completely agree with you. I also find it very interesting that we have the upper echelon of ufology embracing what they are calling the return of the divine feminine. And that will be in their persona of Hathor. We have a lot of people now believing that Hathor, an old Egyptian goddess known for murder and mayhem, as at least one of her personalities, is actually, in fact, the true and real Holy Spirit, and that she will be coming back to restore the divine feminine to the planet. And this is actually what's been missing the entire time. I could not disagree anymore. It's the toxic feminine that will be returning and destroying this planet, in my personal opinion. So it's interesting that you just said that.
Yeah, you look at the counterpart to the Hathor, Sekhmet, and the violence and the rage that she was able to unleash, right? And how even in their own cosmology, they had to trick her and drug her in order to mellow her out. And talking about the kill shot, the solar flash kill shot, that's the term that Ed Dames and his team, interestingly, that they've done remote viewing on this. I'm sure you're familiar with this. That it has something to do with this mega solar flare or coronal mass ejection from the sun. Just it'll be many magnitudes of catastrophe beyond the Carrington event. It's not just going to knock down the grids and everything else. It's going to like scorch potentially large parts of the Earth's surface. And I saw a video from the SOHO Observatory, the Sun Observatory, and what happened was the second sun, the brown dwarf, call it what one will, was alongside the sun. And the sun reacted to the brown dwarf and sent this huge solar flare in its direction. And as the energy flowed over the second sun, you could see it illuminated some of the planets and moons around it. Point being is that fortunately we were not directly behind that second sun system, because had we been directly behind that second sun system, we would have been in a world of hurt. So, the probability, the possibility rather, exists that if this thing, this extra solar system, lines up directly between us and the sun, and then the sun has a similar reaction to it, jettisons all this energy at the second sun, and we're behind the second sun, that could be a bad day for all of us. And I'm reminded of that TV show. It was on Netflix, I think, The Maze Runners or something. And the whole surface world, or large chunks of it, were scorched from what they referred to as some kind of a kill shot or some kind of a solar flare. And they were hunting down this group of kids that had some kind of enhanced genetics, which they needed to, prolong, the elite needed to prolong their life. It sounds very much like what's going on in our planet, right? So interesting that you bring those issues up. And I'd like to talk while we have time in our first segment, and then segueing into the member segment, about some of the experiences you've had lately, and some of the insights that you've gleaned from SAME. So, please.
Sure. So, I can't remember exactly where I was the last time we spoke, but I've spent essentially the entirety of 2023 and up until 2024, to this very moment, pretty much doing whatever I can to disconnect from these aliens, these entities, whatever we want to call them, non-human intelligence. Trying to stop my own encounters, my own abductions, and trying to mitigate them at bare minimum. At about March or April of last year, I'd had some extremely traumatic encounters with essentially they were demon-possessed reptilians. So I had encountered the reptilians on their own. I've encountered demons on their own, and then I encountered a demon-possessed reptilians. I know it probably sounds outrageous, but it is what it is. My personal opinion is that demons are not aliens and aliens are not demons, but they often can work together. And I think these alien bodies can actually be inhabited by these less corporeal entities can inhabit these alien bodies and actually use them as avatars. And so I had some extremely traumatic experiences, again, at around March or April of last year. They put me I was terrified, actually, just absolutely terrified to even go to sleep. It got to where they were actually trying to come for me during the day. I actually had a full awake daytime experience, which was probably some type of Nordic entity. And since this was happening, I'd say it was about October of 2023 that I kind of came out of the fear-based mindset. And by the way, justifiably so, I was terrified, and it was for very good reason. And I started realizing I just have to face this. It's something I have to face on my own. It's something only I can do. And I'm not sure if you remember, but at this time last year, I was actually sleeping in a helmet made of Velostat and Faraday material. I spent 7 months every single night sleeping in this helmet and being afraid to go to sleep because of, once you go to sleep, yes, these entities can attack us during the day, and they frequently do. But once we fall into delta sleep, we're in their world, and they are masters of their own terrain. So in about October, I got up enough courage to take off the helmet and just spent the majority of this whole last year trying to stop and mitigate these abductions and these contacts. It had gotten to where these entities were had enough power to, again, just in the middle of the day, I could feel them actually touch my physical body during the middle of the day. So their astral selves were coming through with enough power onto my physical body that I could actually feel it. And it was incredibly frightening, terrifying even. So since that time, just gradually, I think step by step, it's been a very long process, but I've been fairly successful in at least disconnecting from that paranormal, supernatural, demonic side of the alien abduction phenomenon. And now I'm still finding myself, in these situations. Generally, it's a medical environment, and they're generally doing a medical procedure, but a lot of the other stuff has at least slowed down to the point where I'm not terrified to go to sleep at night. So I'm very grateful for that. And again, it's been a long process, but here I am on the other side of it, I believe.
What seems to be the nature of these medical procedures? Do you have an idea of what parts of your anatomy or your energy bodies that they're working on?
Yeah, it's almost always gynecological. Almost always. I've had a few other strange incidents we could probably get into in the next hour. But it almost always has to do with whatever this hybrid breeding program is. And even at my age, and I want to stress, I am 55 years old, and for the longest time, I wouldn't even consider what was actually happening to me because I thought I was too old for these procedures, this type of procedure. I thought I must be misunderstanding what they're doing. This is impossible, right? And then sometime last year, I actually came across the abduction research showing that, in fact, they are still using women for these procedures in my age and even beyond. I'm in touch with an abductee in her 60s. I know of a woman in her 70s, and they just continue to use us for these purposes. And I think it can be very confusing for a woman, for myself. For about a year, I was telling myself, no matter how real and lucid I was, how real these things were, and how lucid I was, I would tell myself this cannot be real because I am past a certain age where these things should not be possible. And in fact, I come to find out that that's not the case at all. So that's one interesting little tidbit that women need to understand. If this can happen to you, and it can happen to you well into your 70s at least, is the abductee I know is in her 70s, and this is still happening to her.
Barbara Barthel told me that she knew a couple of women in their 60s, well past menopause, who were implanted essentially by the ETs, and they began growing fetuses inside of them. So they became pregnant essentially. No sexual intercourse with their partners. They were already in menopause, but somehow, some way, these alien breeders, if you want to call them that, were able to induce a pregnancy within them, and they were re-abducted, and then the fetuses were taken out. But it just goes to show what you were talking about. And I'm reminded in the recent past, you've had discussions with Ted Rice, so have I. And he's talked about, I remember Barbie and Candy talking about this, the what Ted talked about, how the cattle mutilation connection between alien abductions, the genetic hybridization program, we've long suspected that there is some tie-in between the cattle mutilations, the obtaining of all the blood from these cows, leaving them completely dry, bloodless, and how there's such a close, oddly enough, genetic match between bovine blood and human blood. And then along comes Ted talking about how, in some of his experiences, he'd seen how the, I have to remember exactly what he said, but something to the effect that they're actually using these cow wombs to, procreate, to create these clones, these hybrids, right? Which wouldn't surprise me. These aliens that do this kind of thing, they're quite utilitarian in their approach, whatever works for them. And this cattle mutilation phenomena has been going on for as probably as long as this whole human hybridization program. Now, in the time you got left, do you ever recall seeing, this has been reported many times over the years, various researchers have talked about this, Bud Hopkins and others. Did you ever have a scenario where you were shown or confronted with what you felt were hybrid children between yourselves and the ETs?
Yeah, so one of my first really conscious experiences, which is one of the experiences that made me have to stop and say, okay, what is actually happening here? I can't just keep saying that these are dreams. I end up becoming more and more lucid and more conscious over the last couple of years in a gradual process, was a time when I was introduced to a hybrid child. And my memory of it is that she was sitting on my lap. And I was looking at her. I was confused because the feeling that I was getting was mine, but not mine. And it's just a very strange feeling because, and I've said this before, if you have a child with a human partner, that child is 100% fully yours, excuse me. So it's not half mine or partly mine. The child is 100% yours with a human partner. But the feeling here was mine, but not mine. I even wrote that in my journal, mine, but not mine. This child, in hindsight now, so at the in the moment, I thought she was maybe 3 or 4 years old. In hindsight, I now know that they can appear to be much younger than they really are because this child was very small and very frail with the very thin hair, one of your be considered an early stage looking hybrid where it was very obvious that she was not quite human. Unlike, and this was only a couple of years ago, by the way, unlike the hybrids now, being seeded onto our planet, apparently, and they look 100% human and you would not know the difference. This was very much a hybrid looking child. And I looked at her and I was very confused because it's very difficult to explain, but when I was 17 years old, and this is something I've actually never said before, when I was 17 years old, I had a miscarriage. And it's actually a bit of a strange story, not because I shouldn't have had a miscarriage or because miscarriages are unusual, but because the hospital actually did an autopsy. I was about 18 weeks pregnant, and I lost the pregnancy, and the hospital did an autopsy. And if you know anything about being in a hospital with a young girl who's had a miscarriage, they don't do autopsies in that situation. They actually don't even really care. It's just something that happens early on in pregnancy. And I was actually probably between 16 and 18 weeks. And in hindsight now, they did an autopsy, which I probably should have found unusual at that time, but I didn't know anything at that age of 17. And so when I was looking at this child, I was so confused because I thought, wait, I had a boy and this is a girl. And so somehow in my mind, I had the impression that this was actually my child from many, many years ago now. And I don't know if that is actually true and actually the case, or if that was just my own overlay of not understanding. But I do think there's a possibility, and I have now read this in the abduction research of miscarriages and the soul actually being transferred into another hybrid, which I was incredibly shocked to read this. I think it was in Carla Turner's research, although it might have been in David Jacobs as well. So when I came across that, I just thought, oh wow, maybe that interesting feeling or overlay thought that I had while looking at this child is, was this a soul transfer? I don't know, and I'll never know. But that's definitely a story I've never told before.
Thank you for sharing that. It reminds me of two things that I can get into before we end this first segment. One of my old longtime colleagues, Guy Kirkwood, he was an F-86 Sabre pilot who was tasked with, he was trained for the purpose of intercepting UFOs and filming through gun camera film the intercept of UFOs. He was flying with three other F-86 pilots. Anyway, he became a UFO researcher after his own in his own right. And one of the cases he worked on, a deputy sheriff and his wife were driving along outside of Las Vegas at night, and there was a light in the desert, which was very bright. It confused the both of them. Long story short, they were taken on board a craft, and the gray said to the woman, his wife, as it was injecting something into her abdomen, "We're altering your genetics." They either sent it to her, or they sent it to him, or they sent it to both, because they did medical procedures on the both of them. And then fast forward later, she fell pregnant, went to a hospital in Las Vegas, and then they told her that the baby had died during childbirth. They were never allowed to look at the baby. They took the baby away, right? Now, what happened was one of the members of the hospital staff had pulled them aside later on and showed them pictures of the fetus, or the baby rather, and it looked like a little baby gray alien, right? So they took the baby away, and I'm sure there are filters and channels in the hospital system where if things like this happen, like in your case, where you had the baby that died, unfortunately, an autopsy was done on it. So my belief is that certain hospitals, and within certain hospitals, there are certain people that are clued in that if something unusual of this nature happens, someone gives birth to a baby that's not quite human and it's dead. This is the procedure you follow, right? So something along those lines happened to that couple, that deputy sheriff and his wife, where they were taken on board, they altered their genetics, and then she carried for a time this alien baby. And I forgot the other thing that I was going to mention along those lines, but definitely what we're seeing is what is potentially a supplanting of the human race. And I think the hybridization agenda is well underway. I'd spoken about this before. I knew a gal who was tasked by the aliens to train hybrids, human-looking hybrids, to fit into human society. She would go into these homes that they'd set up for them, teach them how to stock their fridge, teach them how to stock their pantries, teach them they would she would take them to stores and teach them how to get change back after purchases, right? These things that we take for granted. She had to teach them this. And some of the hybrids, or may have been full-on aliens that looked like humans, some of them had the means to teleport or otherwise manifest directly in her home and violently rape her and then just leave. And she always knew the onset of these attacks because suddenly she'd hear yelling and screaming inside the house, and one of these blonde hybrid beings would be there and would sexually assault her. So in behavior and personality, they run the gamut from, well, excuse me, from being very passive, it seems, and willing to learn, trying to learn, and others are quite rapacious and quite violent, and probably all points in between. So I think that as time goes on, we're going to start seeing more and more of this non-human element come to the fore. And we're also seeing in some of the political videos where there's some kind of political gathering, and you're seeing the security detail or people that are part of the entourage for whatever reason, And then the camera picks them up, and they look like an alien, big cranium, funny eyes, and all kinds of things going on. They're dressed like wearing a suit. People come and go past them and don't even seem to recognize that they're not human, right? But for whatever reason, they can't fool the camera. So I think we're starting to see more of that too. It just shows that these political parties are just corrupted from the inside out, and at its core, it's not even human. So, well, anyhow, we reached the end of a fascinating first segment with our friend Fringe. Fringe, can you tell us how people can contact you and find your work?
Absolutely. So I'm on Twitter, on X at fringe.com. It's right there underneath my face on your video. I do answer DMs if you have questions, if you want to reach out, I'm happy to talk.
And for those of you watching, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicsreport.com, sign up and become a member. We'll see you at the top of the next segment.